It's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free lines. We launch in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here, we'll tell you about a 78-year-old man being sued by a police officer. Why? Well, you'll find out. First, let's go to the phones and talk to Chris in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
So, I wanted to give you guys another exclusive.
This is Chris Lawless. He is the organizer of the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
And previously, we had announced weeks and weeks ago that Bernard von Notthaus would be speaking at the Liberty Forum.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I had a long conversation with him today, and he's actually going to give the Friday night keynote speech.
Oh, wow. That is lovely. Fantastic.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Wow. Chris, so that's intense.
Extremely looking forward to it. He has a lot to say, as you guys well know and your listeners know.
Right. Just to bring people up to speed, in case they weren't tuned in last week, Bernard von Notthaus, the Liberty Dollar, alternative private currency, America's number one private currency, had its offices raided by the FBI and Secret Service last week. So his life and his business has been completely flipped upside down, and presuming he's not in a jail cell come the Liberty Forum, he's going to be there giving a keynote, which is very cool.
Man, Chris, good job. Good job, Chris.
That is his one worry, that he might be in a jail cell and not giving a speech, but he'll do his best, he said.
Well, very cool.
There's not much you can do about that if that's the case.
Oh, right on. Anything else to share?
Yeah, we just have another group that just signed up called FACT. They're a constitutional group from Pittsburgh. They're going to bring a whole bunch of people. Many of them are free staters, and they're trying to convince the rest to become free staters. So they're going to bring a whole group, and Brad Porter, who's a constitutional scholar, will be speaking.
I have to say, if you're somebody who is on the fence about the Free State Project, this wonderful idea of bringing 20,000 liberty lovers to the same state here to New Hampshire in order to get active and hopefully get more liberty in our lifetimes, if you're on the fence and you've been thinking about it and thinking about it, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And get registered for the Liberty Forum and show up here in the first week of January, because you will be blown away.
Well, yeah, it gives you an opportunity to see what it's like, see some of the people, some of the people that are Free State Project members, and just get a feeling for it all, and then you can make up your mind.
Oh, it's such a great active place. It's such a good event, and of course, if people want to see the face behind the voice of Chris Lawless, that's another added incentive. Great guy, and Chris, I got to compliment you just personally. You know, I mentioned these guys during one of the commercial breaks. Oh, I just got another email from Chris, because you and I are communicating about something we'll discuss off the air, but you are so fast, you're so dedicated, and you're working so hard on the forum. January 3rd, I hope people can stop by. It's just going to be a blast. I can't wait to see F. Paul Wilson, who's going to be there. I'm going to be hanging out speaking on immigration. You've got a whole roster of so many people who are going to be there speaking, and it's just
fantastic.
I was
upset. I have to say I'm upset about one thing about the Liberty Forum, and that is that I was looking at the schedule, and I saw that the New Hampshire media panel, which I don't know if that's the panel I'm going to be on or what I presumed it might have been, because I know I was on a media panel last year.
Yeah, that's great.
It's appearing at the same time as your doing your presentation, Gardner, and I was very upset, because if I have to be in a panel when Gardner's doing his presentation, I might cry. Because Gardner's
you're actually thinking yours was going to be the guerrilla media.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sunday.
Okay. As I can go and see Gardner speak, I'll be happy, because he was one of the best presentations at the Liberty Forum last year.
Yeah.
One of the most valuable, educational, I think, presentations of the entire forum.
Thanks.
Anyway, there you go. I've cleared that up. I feel better now, Chris. Anything else to tell us tonight?
That's all I got. We do have one more speaker, just because I do have to get another speaker to replace Bernard. So if anyone has an idea, I do have two speakers who I've already contacted who are thinking about it. But if anybody has a great idea, you're welcome to email me at libertyforum@freestateproject.org.
Do we know if, I don't know if this is supposed to be a hush-hush thing, but I know you had approached wrestler Kane from the WWE, Glenn Jacobs. Has he committed to doing anything?
I have not received a reply back from him yet.
Okay.
He's a busy guy, but
yeah, Chris, I got somebody. I'll suggest to you an email shortly, buddy. During one of the commercial breaks, I'll flash you back a message, man.
Very good. Great. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. Once again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if you're getting registered, you can get 10% off. Use the code 2008FTL, all one word, 2008FTL. We're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live. You know, Gardner, you do a radio show every single day here in New Hampshire from 1 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a talk station in Concord, WTPL.
Yeah.
And you're also on, I think, a station in New London as well. So they're starting to syndicate you, which is very cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. And you can go to libertyconspiracy.com to listen to Gardner's show. But yeah. I'm curious, have you talked to your management about possibly doing your show live from the Liberty Forum?
I have not done so yet, and I want to do so. My general manager, his mother just passed away, so it's been a little tricky, and you know, have not had too much opportunity to talk to him, but I want to talk to him over the next couple of days, shoot him an email about it, because I think it's such a great time, and there's so many interesting people who are there at this thing that I can't imagine anybody listening to the radio broadcasting, as you guys were broadcasting last year, would not just be totally enthralled by what they're hearing. And the ideas that you get from all these different people, ranging from law enforcement against prohibition to you guys talking, to having an opportunity to talk to Bernard if he's there.
Right, our buddy Jim Babka is going to be there,
too. Jim Babka of Downsized DC, absolutely fascinating guy, and with so many great ideas. And he's down there in the belly of the beast, you know?
Yeah.
Really, really cool. So it's a great time, and
talk to him let him know that you can just come out and use our equipment. So bring your laptop. They won't have to send a station flunky with you to plug in things.
That'll really help those guys out. Yeah. They'll be real happy about that. All excellent. Right. Oh, and by the way, I want to give a big thumbs up to Chris too, because you know they're going to have F. Paul Wilson over there, and they set up this whole authors thing on the Thursday before the weekend really starts up. So if people get there early, they can meet all the writers and stuff like that. And I got my book. I'll be promoting that. And F. Paul Wilson, I'll be sitting right next to. How cool is it? I'll be sitting next to F.
Exciting.
Paul Wilson, man. That's the coolest thing ever.
All right, let's go to the news here from Chicago Sun-Times. Hospital scuffle. More than a year ago, a 78-year-old stroke victim said he was yanked from his car and beaten by Stroger Hospital police while waiting for his wife. Hospital workers said they videotaped parts of the melee before recording devices were ripped away by the very same officers. Now, one of the cops is suing Augustin Sotomayor and his family, saying they've tarnished his reputation. Officers say they were simply reacting when Sotomayor drove over a cop's foot after police approached to ask Sotomayor to move his car. Sotomayor says he was parked legally. Ramoa Robert filed suit last week in Cook County Circuit Court demanding more than $150,000 from those he say wrongfully accused him of taking part in injuring Sotomayor. Robert has since left the scandal-plagued police force for a suburban department, but his lawyer said he's suing to salvage his good name. A police officer's reputation is everything, said his attorney. He feels very strongly about his reputation, and he intends to protect it. First of all, nobody would have known who Remo Robert was if he hadn't filed this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Now your reputation's really in the tank.
Right.
Because you look like a real jerk. Now, look, if this old man really did run over a cop's foot, I understand that certainly wasn't a nice thing to do. Maybe
he probably didn't do it on purpose. I mean, have you ever, you know, those new Buicks and the late model Lincolns, they handle really poorly, from what I can tell. Every time I see somebody in a fresh new Buick, I give them a little extra room
uh-huh.
because I know that those cars, they don't handle well.
Especially if the guy's 77, you know.
78.
Do you think that's the reason?
At that time, he was probably 77.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know. And besides, as you said, the guy would not be in the papers right now if he hadn't brought this up. And the only reason he's doing it is because probably he looked like a real ass because they had him on tape.
Well, they thought they had him on tape until the cops came and snatched the cell phones away from the hospital workers. We continue. The lawsuit claims the Sotomayor family publicly identified Robert as one of those who caused injuries to the elderly man in the September 2006 incident. The old man has suffered since other health troubles, including another stroke. Said officers demanded to know his ethnic status, ripped him from the car, and
ethnic status
threw him to the ground. Charges of battery against Sotomayor were dropped in the FBI investigating the incident. The FBI investigated, and the county board issued a formal apology. A hospital worker who documented the incident on his cell phone said officers took away the phone, and when it was finally given back later, guess what?
It had been erased.
All of the files had been deleted. Now, what do they have to hide? Maybe footage of them beating up an old man. This is lovely. More on the way. Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy those, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on this pretty sad story out of the Chicago area. There was an old gentleman, a 78-year-old man, stroke victim, who was apparently yanked from his car by the Schroeder Hospital police a year ago while he was waiting for his wife. Then he was apparently beaten as well, so he claims. And apparently it wasn't just his claim, because there were some hospital staff standing around at the time, probably out on a smoke break or something.
Recorded it.
That happened to have their cell phones, and as you know, many cell phones have the handy-dandy video devices embedded in them, and so they recorded the scene, which the cops who were doing the beating noticed, and then they went over and confiscated the cell phone of one of the hospital workers, who, when he got his cell phone back, discovered that the files he had recorded had been deleted. Now, this is not an isolated incident. These sorts of things go on across the country, where media people are harassed by the police, are ordered to not record, or just your average citizen with a recording device has it confiscated, whether it be a full-size video camera or a cell phone, and the cops just, you know, they take the tape, delete the files. Is that an outrage to you? Because it seems pretty outrageous to me that that's going on. I find that disgusting. If you're at a public place and you claim to be a public servant, then you should have no say over whether or not anybody can point a video camera in your direction.
Right. Actually, they don't have any say in whether or not people can point a video camera in their direction. They just go ahead and do it. They use the power of their office, the power that their office, the fear of people regarding their office, and they just do what they want.
Exactly. And then you have to, you know, beg them to get your property back. And then when you get it back, if it doesn't have the files that you thought it was supposed to have, that you recorded, what do you do about that exactly? I mean, is there a law against the police deleting these files? No, there's no law about that at least that I know of.
Yeah.
And certainly these people aren't going to go and file a lawsuit and you know, spend thousands of dollars or however much it would cost to put a case through the
back.
Right, to put a case through the court system not necessarily. The guy got his cell phone back, but it didn't have the files he
right.
recorded on
well,
it.
What is he going to do about that?
Right, they're gone.
Censure the police officer?
Right.
Well, we didn't beat him, but we deleted it anyway because we felt like it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
I mean, that's my property, man.
Nobody.
I would agree that it's absolutely wrong, but there's just no point in taking it to court and spending
right.
your time and money on it.
They're not going to. The cop's not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get the files back.
No.
They've been deleted. And again, what's the worst that they're going to do to the cop? If there was some sort of provision in the law that says that, you know, police must not do so and so, what's the worst that's going to happen? First of all, there is no provision, so nothing's going to happen. And secondly, we know that the police constantly find themselves completely innocent of all the charges that have been leveled against them. I mean, these cops pulled a 78-year-old stroke victim from his car and commenced beating on this man in a hospital parking lot. And let me read to you what the result of the investigation was. You can probably guess.
Oh, yeah.
So the hospital worker, Robert definitely knows what he did. This is the cop. No one can change that, said one of the 78-year-old man's daughters. To step on someone's dignity who's already down, what kind of human being even does that? An internal Stroger Hospital investigation turned up no wrongdoing by officers. So it's apparently completely okay for officers to pull a 78-year-old man out of his car and then proceed to beat on him and then to steal the cell phones of the surrounding employees who are videotaping the scene and then return them later without the file. Completely okay.
We all end up running into some of these situations where somebody makes a wrong turn or something bad happens and it's sort of ambiguous who did the wrong thing. People are pushing on each other. You know, sometimes you get cut off in traffic. Who knows what the problem could be? But we tend to think that the police officers that are vested with this power to use force in a legal manner are going to be a little bit more dedicated to safeguarding. And in many cases, I think they are. But when you see these exceptions and you see these guys not even bothering to really investigate something like this, it makes you want to dig further and find out about some of the other instances where the police mess up. My brother's an attorney. He's represented guys who've been beaten up by cops just because they've been on motorcycles.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And these guys, they get shuffled around, they get shifted over to other areas, and they're all protected by their fellows in blue behind
right.
the blue shield.
If evidence starts to mount up a little too heavy, you know, if somebody gets away with a videotape and they can actually show that the cops are doing something awful,
right.
you know, then you're right. They'll just put the guy on an investigative leave. He'll get a paid vacation for a few weeks while they supposedly investigate him.
Yeah.
And then when he comes back, they'll either completely vindicate the guy or they'll say, we've taken care of the situation, and it turns out he's got a desk job for a couple weeks.
And I got to say, Ian, I think that the psychology of police officers is such that they probably try to maintain a higher standard in not doing bad things. But by the same token, they have a very, very high standard for intolerance of behavior that they don't like. If they order you to do something, they expect you to do it just as they want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on a very fine line there because they have to hold themselves back, but at the same time, they're constantly in a position where they can order people to do things or judge the way people are acting. And that's very dangerous.
Here's an interesting additional factoid from the end of the story. Stroger Hospital officers have repeatedly been accused of improper use of force over the years. So this batch of cops, this isn't the first encounter with an accusation about using excessive force. And interestingly enough, the county board at one point voted to abolish
hospital police.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
They're still cops. They're just on the hospital duty. You know, the hospital beat essentially. They're still regular cops.
Okay.
That's their assignment.
Right? I see.
And so, interestingly enough, the county board voted to abolish the force in favor of private guards. So they'd said, we've had enough. There have been enough incidences to say, okay, you know, let's bring in private guards. We can get them under control much better. They're going to behave much more professionally. Let's bring in private guards. Well, guess what happened? That decision was later reversed after heavy pressure by the officers' union.
Yep, it's the union. I knew it was going to be the union. See,
what does that mean? Pressure.
When the union
pressure.
When the union gets involved in government matters, there's always problems. Now, I don't have any problem with unions in general,
mm-hmm.
but when you start allowing unions and government to mix, whether it's government employees being unionized or whatever it is, that's when the difficulty starts. Because the fact is, those police officers work for you and me, or at least the people of Maryland?
Chicago area.
They work for those people. They pay their bills.
Mm.
So those people should not be obligated in any way, shape, or form to continue to employ those police officers if they don't feel like it. And those people in government are supposed to represent those people, allegedly. And there's just I shouldn't, just because I went to Walmart and bought some stuff yesterday doesn't mean that I'm obligated to go to Walmart next week.
Right.
I can go anywhere I want to buy whatever I want, and these police officers are simply providing a service. And to unionize is really, it's holding the people hostage.
800-259-9231. We got calls on the line going to you next. This is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And also on the way, we'll take a visit to your local airport and find out what the TSA is going to be demanding of you next. They've got new rules. Are you ready? This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And the new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster, as well as a whole bunch of other cool, geeky kind of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Get them at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. Well, let's go right into the phone calls here. Talk to Rachel in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I went on a couple websites, and I wondered if you folks had heard anything about the new laws regarding sometime in March or April or May that they're going to chip us with the VeriChip.
Oh, yeah.
How are they going to do that?
Kind of with the VeriChip.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. How are they going to do that exactly?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but it goes under.
Because they can't. I mean, mm-hmm. Can you imagine the amount of people that would be upset about something like that?
Yeah, can you imagine trying to hunt down 300 million people? I can't imagine right. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand the concern that people have over the, the chipping technology. At this point, really, what you've got are essentially some people are voluntarily choosing to get themselves chipped for whatever the reasons are. I know there was an example of a club down in Miami that was chipping their VIP fees or something like that. I think that some parents, you know, have certainly considered getting their kids one of these chips, but obviously there are serious concerns about privacy issues, about government monitoring of those with chips and that sort of thing, and certainly they're not going to be lining people up and mandating chipping anytime soon. Not to say that some totalitarian dictator kind of situation might not do something like that. They certainly could. For instance, they might require that your kids be chipped before they go to government schools. That could be one way they could bring that into play.
I heard they're doing it already.
I'm sorry?
They're doing it out in California, and they're doing it in some of the southern states.
What website did you see this on?
I saw this on the VeriChip under surveillance.
You're telling me the VeriChip website is claiming that they're chipping?
No, they've got a Korean website. They got VeriChip Korea, and they got some other
stuff. Right. Well, we live in America, so
yeah,
how is it that VeriChip in Korea is talking about what they're doing in California?
I don't know what's going on with that.
It doesn't sound like you really do know what's going on. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. No, it doesn't sound like that. I mean, come on. If the government in California were demanding people line up to be chipped, you don't think that even the crackpot conspiracy websites in this country would be all over a story like that? And I do check in with those websites from time to time, and I haven't seen anything about that. So, sorry, don't believe it.
Yeah, you know, you can't even see that coming. Even if we were to have another incredible terrorist attack, you can't even see it coming after that one. It was going to take many, many years, and even then, it's just going to be so problematic. People will stand up against it so much.
Especially adults. Now, again, I think if they want to slip it in, the best way to do it for them would be to make it so if you want your kid to go to school, then they have to get the chip. That's what they can do, and that way, you know, year after year, a whole new batch of kids will get chipped, and they can just hit them, you know, every year from here on out instead of having to deal with rounding up the 250 million adults out there that are unshipped and chipping them. That would be the most effective way to do it. Not that I hope that happens. I don't want that to happen.
But that's probably the likely the way they do it.
And I would hope that parents would refuse and absolutely say, you know, this is the last straw. My kids aren't going to government school anymore. I'm pulling them out. I'm going to take them to private school, or I'm going to homeschool them or something like that.
Yeah.
But nobody has even proposed a program like that yet. I mean, it's just not happening.
They can't be chipped. No. They're not going to line us all up and chip us like cattle. For one, how would they get us to line up?
Yeah, they can't. So, sorry, sweetie. I appreciate your concern, but
don't be so condescending.
You know, you need to question your websites a little bit more than you currently do. It's just, you know, you can get information from all kinds of different sources. Some of it's questionable. In fact, I'd say all of it's questionable until you can verify the claims. It's just hearsay.
Hey, I mean, you can go to the CNN website and watch scenes from a totally spurious, made-up debate.
Sure.
All the CNN questioners were already picked beforehand, just like all the other debates.
So even if it comes from a major news website, it's still questionable. Take it with a grain of salt, okay? But nonetheless, if a story like that really does happen, you can better believe if we get wind of it, we'll be all over something like that. That's outrageous. That's major police state activity that definitely deserves to be covered. Unfortunately, or fortunately, rather, it's not happening. So let's move on to Jeremy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Everything coming in loud and clear?
You've got it. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I've been going through this breakup with this girl that has been staying with me, and for some reason, I think it's a little game with her, but she calls the police to come get the rest of her things, right? So anyway, she just comes in the house and starts grabbing my stuff, and I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. This is mine. And then the cop comes in, and I'm telling him, you know, that I don't want him in my house and stuff like that, and asking him, you know, isn't this illegal? You know, you need a warrant. And I ended up making a, you know, not really an official complaint, but talked to the sergeant, and he just backed him up the whole way. And I'm like, hey, you know, I don't like you in here, and this and that. And he said, I don't need a warrant. I don't have to leave. I'm here to ensure her safety and blah, blah, blah. And I just don't get it. I mean, if I don't want the guy inside my property, then I just don't know what to think.
That's an interesting point. I've never actually come across a case like that. I mean, certainly
it's got to be common, but
right. It's your house, right? I mean, she doesn't own the house, does she?
No, she was just staying with me, and
right.
I'm not trying to say the guy's a jerk. I mean, because he didn't do nothing mean besides say that he didn't need a warrant and that he could take me to jail for stealing her stuff or, you know, and just start, you know. And I'm like, look, man, I'm not taking her stuff. Dude, you know, it's like,
yeah, why can't he wait outside? I mean, look, if it's your house and he doesn't have a warrant, then why can't he just wait outside? And if she doesn't come back out with some stuff, then he can, I don't know, think a crime has been committed and then investigate or something. I don't know. I mean, what's wrong with him waiting outside?
Well, he started talking about wanting to take me to jail after I told him I didn't want him in my house. You know, and it's like, well, I can take you to jail for stealing her stuff, and then he's like, keep it up, buddy, you know, because I'm getting upset at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want her gone and out of my life. She could have came over and got her stuff without him, man. It's not, you know, I've never done nothing to her to make her scared of me besides yell at her a couple of times, and, you know, and so, she didn't have to come over in the first place, but I guess that's all besides the point.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know. It sounds kind of weird. She goes over with a cop. With her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they were called in because they got a report of a domestic squabble.
This isn't unheard of, Gardner. I mean, a female or anybody. I mean, I guess they would do it for a male as well, but anybody that's concerned about a potential dust-up between them and a former, former love,
sure.
They feel uncomfortable. They need somebody to go with them to make them feel better. If a family member or friend isn't available, they'll call the police.
Hey, guys, even the sergeant on duty said that, in a case like that, he didn't, you know, need a warrant or whatever, and it's kind
of... I'd call a lawyer on that. I wouldn't, you know, obviously we're guys behind microphones. We don't know for sure, but I would contact a lawyer and find out if that indeed is true or not, because the cops can claim whatever they want. I mean, there's no penalty for them to lie to you. So they love saying that, I'll arrest you for whatever. They just want to scare you into compliance. So I don't know if I believe what they say.
I don't know if I live in kind of a small community, so I don't know if it's better to be a bootlicker and have a place to live and a job to work or then.
I don't think you're going to get anything out of pursuing this at this point. And I'd say that, your problem's over right now.
This is just an informational exercise more so than anything else.
I'm not sure that you've got anything to gain by going after this police officer.
Right. Well, I don't want to do nothing like that anyway.
That's just going to bring problems. Yeah, if you go after the cops, then they're going to have a vendetta against you, and then you'll find yourself getting pulled over for all manner of things and marijuana planted in your car and that sort of thing. So if you ever find out the truth, let us know, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. Interesting situation.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Ingard. And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Get your hands on all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like our Free Talk Live hats and hoodies and t-shirts. We've got a ladies' tee. We've got a not-so-ladies' tee. And all kinds of great other products. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and load up your shopping cart.
American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help you get closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses such topics as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
How you do?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to comment on that police beating. Oh, my God, an old man?
Mm. Well, it's not the first time, but yes, a 78-year-old man was beaten by a Chicago-area crew of hospital police, and then they took the cell phone of a hospital employee who had recorded the whole thing.
It makes me think that could happen to me, because
sure,
I once held up a sign, because I was pissed off because they didn't impeach Bush, that the Democrats didn't impeach Bush. I was pissed off about it, so I held up the sign by myself in front of a post office saying, "Impeach Bush now."
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how fast the cops coming.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The cops came right after me.
Hmm. Now, where were you in relation to the post office?
Cause I was on the sidewalk.
Was it by the front door?
No, I was right in front of, it wasn't even by the front door, it was just on the sidewalk.
Well, you should have been driving by, huh?
Right, you should have been okay then. What did the cops tell you?
Well, I had a feeling they were about to bust me if I didn't leave. And
did
I
they
was
say
only
anything
one
to
guy.
You? Wait a minute, did they say anything or did they just throw looks in your direction, ominous
looks?
Looks
in my direction, like really intimidating. Like, you had one guy that looked like a Gestapo member in plain clothes, right? The other guy looked like he looked like SS, you know, he had a shaved head, really thick exterior, like muscular. He almost looked like a, they both looked like, almost like a Nazi film.
Yeah,
you know?
It is kind of scary how the cops, many of them, the newer ones, resemble skinheads. Very frightening.
It's they all have that same
I think they're just trying to affect a military thing to some extent.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's kind of scary. So they actually never said anything to you, and you went away?
But, you know, I made a citizen's complaint against them afterwards.
Yeah, well, I'm good
that
does.
They never bothered me since, but when I was practicing my karate at the park, there was an unmarked cop car watching me practice my karate.
Sounds like you're a little on the paranoid side about that one. But
No. I saw the badge and the uniform inside the car. I was looking.
He was probably just taking a break.
Yeah, taking a nap or something. That's what they do. They pull over on the side of the road and sleep or masturbate. One or the other. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259, I mean, self-pleasure. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Roger in Arizona. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, sure.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment on the situation that happened in Chicago with, as you said, the hospital police.
That's right, beating a 78-year-old man, stroke victim.
I'll bear with me because I have a few comments. I grew up in Chicago, lived there all my life. I no longer live there. But let me explain a few things about, as you said, Cook County, the hospital police. They're not hospital police. They're actually Cook County sheriff's deputies. Because Cook County Jail has so many inmates that need hospitalization or treatment, the deputies are there to escort them, and they also have cushy jobs, some of them, sitting down, just guarding stuff. So they're not hospital police. They're actually Cook County sheriff's deputies.
Well, no, I understand that. I mean, that's typical at many hospitals around the country, is they have certain cops who are on either the sheriff's department or the local city police that are just simply assigned to guard the hospital or assigned to duty at the hospital. So in the same way that some cops are assigned to the vice squad, they're assigned to the hospital.
If you allow me, I can tell you stories about stuff that happened in Chicago that'll blow your mind.
Give me one or two. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Just a couple weeks ago, Chicago has a program on the elderly. Because the elderly woman was a little bit slow, she may have been asleep, she may have been hard of hearing. She's 82 years of age.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out for a second.
Okay, what happened was, there was an 82-year-old woman in her home, and the city sent people around to check on the elderly. She's on the list to need someone to come and check on her, see if she's okay.
Okay.
Because she was slow in opening her door, the guardian called the police. Chicago police officer came and kicked her door in. Now, this woman, thinking that someone's breaking into her house, only thing she had was a hammer. She came to the door, and the police officer tased an 82-year-old woman. It happened last week.
Yep, I heard about that story. It was one of the ones we just didn't get a chance to get to.
Now, let me tell you something about the city of Chicago rarely put cops on trial. When they do something, they put them on trial. It's only scenery for the public.
Yeah.
The reason why is they try to appease the public. There was a shooting that occurred with a 26-year-old African-American woman named LaTanya Haggerty. What happened was she was in the car, took a ride from a guy that she knew lived in the neighborhood. Turns out this guy was the boyfriend of a female police officer who followed her, would not disengage from the chase even though the sergeant told them to, shot this woman, killed her, and according to witnesses, put a cell phone in her hand, and she said, I thought she had a gun.
Let me see if I understood you correctly. He followed this woman. Why? Why was he following
her? She saw her boyfriend and another woman in the car.
Gotcha.
She was on duty at the time. They chased
her. It was a female cop. I see.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? The female cop and her partner chased this man, who was the female cop's boyfriend.
Jeez.
Okay? They opened fire because they stopped at a stoplight, and then after that he took off. They went out of their patrol district. And when they finally cornered them, she went up to the car, shot this woman. One bullet pierced the heart, killed her. And according to more than 30 witnesses, they saw this police officer reach in and put something in her hand.
Holy
just so happens it was her cell phone.
Wow.
And she was never prosecuted. She was fired, but never prosecuted. The victim's family received $26 million. But let me tell you something about lawsuits. When they announce lawsuits, that money is not paid all at once, even though the person didn't die slowly. They died rather quickly. It's like an annuity. They get so much money per month until it's paid off. That's why the taxes in the city of Chicago and Cook County are so high. If you're a police officer,
they're paying all these annuities.
Yeah. If you're a police officer or a firefighter in the city of Chicago, when you get your paycheck is post-dated. There was a time when I used to work for the city. You could go and cash your paycheck in any bank in the city of Chicago. You get paid on a Friday. The check is post-dated to that Wednesday. That's how
Chicago is in such of a financial bind.
Wow.
And I left there because they raised property taxes 133% overnight.
Well, I'm sure that's just one of the factors as to why they're so financially messed up. I mean, there's just government doesn't know how to handle money, and there's a variety of reasons, but certainly very interesting. I'm glad you got out. Probably was not.
Well, I got out for a number of different reasons because I went and testified at a beating trial.
You did?
Yes, I did. And the closer it came to the date to go to trial, every time I walked out of my where I worked, they would be sitting in the parking lot. They would actually follow me to the edge of the city because I live 21 miles from the city. Mm-hmm. And I eventually did testify. Nothing ever became of it. He lost his job because he beat the guy and broke 7 bones in his body. I myself and another woman witnessed it. They tried every intimidation tactic they could. I got to a point where I saw one guy in a grocery store, one of the cops, involved in the beating, and he had his hands full. He had bags in his hands, and I went up to him and I told him, the intimidation tactics won't work. I will be in court. If you follow me to my house, bad things will happen to you.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Now, that's a believable story, sir, and I totally believe where you're coming from on that. These cops are out of control. They know they're a gang. It's the thin blue line. They close the ranks, and they protect their own. Whenever one of their buddies is accused of something, they all back him up, and then, like you said, they get away with murder in many cases.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
How does the public stop it? Protests don't work. How does the public stop
it? The only way to stop it is to completely abolish the government police and to replace them with...
You said one word, government police.
Yeah, to completely abolish them. Then that's difficult. I mean, you'd literally have to elect people to a city council and have them somehow get rid of the police department, though that might not even work because it might be state mandated and the city might get its so-called powers from the state, which means you might have to get people elected to state office in order to change it. And all of this is very, very difficult.
That's not how it works in Chicago. Chicago is so political.
Okay.
It's mandated by the mayor. I won't mention his name. I no longer live in Chicago, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's mandated by him that unless it's so awful and brutal, they will send a message out to the public, and they will try a cop for selling drugs. They tried 7 for gang activity within the ranks of the Chicago Police Department some years ago.
I think the cities are hopeless. There's no chance in changing any of the cities. I think that I think besides getting people elected to city councils and state houses and that sort of thing, maybe some entrepreneur who's willing to put it all on the line can come maybe here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and open up some sort of, you know, competitive agency, some sort of government protection agency that'll protect you from the government going after you. Otherwise, I don't know what to say, and you're absolutely right.
Two more things, if you'll let me make 2 more comments, and I'll be off.
It's been a great call, my friend. We're out of time this hour, but call us tomorrow night, okay? Thank you. 800-259-9231, hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.